Well, boys and girls, where are we? Oh, you're scattered all over the place, aren't you? Have any of you ever had a really good idea? You know, a really brilliant idea? You know, a brilliant idea, a sort of idea you think, you know, I wonder if anyone's ever thought of anything like that before. That is a really great idea. Well, I was reading, about a few months ago, and I was reading about a cat. I don't know if cats have great ideas or not, but I think this cat had a great idea. Maybe you read about it too. Maybe your mummy and daddy read about it and they told you about the story. But how many of you got a cat? Have anybody got kittens? Oh, some of you know what cats are like, don't you? Well, this cat, I don't know what its name was. But you know, cats love to have a good sleep, don't they? Cats are always sleeping. If they're not sleeping, they're hunting or they're eating. But they always seem to be sleeping. And this cat, it decided it would love to have a really comfortable sleep. And it started to have a look around the house for somewhere to go and sleep. And it looked here, there, and everywhere. And then it discovered this big hole. And it thought, you know, I wonder what it would be like in there. Maybe there was somewhere in there I could go for sleep. And it climbed into this hole. And when it got inside the hole, it found all of these sort of bits of cloth and all inside it, and they're really soft and comfortable. And I thought, this would be a great idea. This would be a brilliant place to sleep. And so it sort of scratched and it turned around, and then it sort of got itself nestled down in this lovely dark place with these lovely soft bits of material, and it went off to sleep. And it was sleeping. And it slept, and it slept. And then there was a thud, and it sort of woke up a bit. And before it realized what had happened, it was upside down. And then it was the right way up. And then it was upside down again. And then it was the right way up. And then it didn't know it was right way up or upside down. And it got really, really warm, so it did. And it got very warm. Now, the woman in the house, she was in the kitchen after a little while, and she smelled this funny smell. She wondered what it was. And she thought it was coming from the direction of, what do you think? The tumble dryer, that's right. She thought the smell was coming from the direction of the tumble dryer. She went to the tumble dryer and she opened the door, and there was poor Pussy. And Pussy's hair was starting on its end, so it was. Its eyes were rolling his head. Well, if cat's eyes can roll his head, it probably was rolling his head. And it was all wobbly, and it was every shape. And she was really upset, so she was. She thought, poor Pussy's going to die. And she brought the Pussy to the vet, and the vet said, well, you know, don't give it much hope. Tumble dryers and cats don't really go well together, so they don't. But we'll put a little drip in, and we'll give it some fluids, and we'll give it some injections, and maybe... And you know, the cat got well again. So what then? And she really was pleased. You know, I thought about that and I said, you know, I bet you that cat thought it was a good idea to go in there. And then I was thinking about Adam and Eve in the garden. So it was. And about how the devil had came to them and said, you know, it'd be a good idea if you had that fruit. Because if you had that fruit, you would be as wise as God. And you would know the difference between good and evil. You would know so much, you would be like God. And you know, Adam and Eve, they thought it was a good idea. And they ate the fruit. But what were they actually doing? They were disobeying God, weren't they? And what do we call people? What do we call it when we disobey God? Sin, that's right. They were sinning. You know, God tells us in His Word in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. And that's sad. Because We have so many great ideas, you know. When people say nasty things about us, we say them back. Go, you think that's a great idea? And when people are being nasty to us, sometimes we... because we think it's a good idea. And sometimes when we're in class and the sums are getting really difficult and you know, she's brilliant at sums and... what are we doing? We're copying somebody else's work, aren't we? And that's cheating. But we think it's a great idea. And all those things are sin. You know, cheating. Being jealous. You know, losing your temper. all of those things. And just like Adam and Eve, we think they're good ideas, but they're wrong. And God says the wages of sin is death. He says, I have to punish sin because it's wrong. But you know, if God had just left it there, if he had just said the wages of sin is death, that would be awful, because we'd all be punished for our sin and we'd have to go to hell. But God went on in his word and he says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And God says, I can forgive you when you do all those wrong things, because my son Jesus, who never sinned, he went to the cross and I punished him in your place. And if you come and tell me you're sorry for your sin and you don't want to sin no more and you want me to help you not to do it, God says he will. If you tell him that you believe that Jesus was punished in your place and you want Jesus to come and help you to live your life and to do all the things that are right to please God, he'll do that. I wonder, are you one of the ones who's had the great ideas, but you haven't asked God to forgive you yet? You know what happened with the cat? The lady said that the cat got really well, so it did. And it still walks about the house, but she said, I discovered something really interesting. That every time I slam the tumble dryer door and turn it on, the cat runs away and hides. And it doesn't go anywhere near the tumble dryer again. And when you give your life to the Lord Jesus, you don't want to go anywhere near sin again, because you know what sin does. Sin spoils. Sin keeps you away from God. But living to please him brings you closer. I hope the good ideas you have are the ones where you're doing good things for the Lord Jesus. Let's take a moment, we'll pray. Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you loved us so much, you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to die in our place. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that for every one of us here today, you come to us and you say, I'm willing to forgive you for your sin. If you're willing to come and tell me you're sorry, if you're willing to come and say, I don't want to live like this anymore. I want the Lord Jesus to be my Savior. I want to be forgiven. I want to give my life to him. I want to do the things that please you. That you have told me in your word that you will forgive me. And that you will come and that you will take my life and help me live it for you. Father, we pray that every one of the boys and girls here this morning will know that peace and that joy. And Father, that forgiveness. Lord, that every one of us, regardless of our age, might know it. And that we might run away from sin and have nothing to do with it. Lord, we ask that we might know that forgiveness. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.